holding The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Pre-produced at my cherished 51st state in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. Welcome back to April New Music for 2025 here on the Home of Burnaby Rock. That set began a very long time ago with Chris Livingood from a compilation from the label Enmossed. Then it was two from a compilation from the label Not Not Fun, the first being from White Poppy and the second from Filthy Huns. The first compilation was courtesy of Bandcamp Mailbag and the second was from the Berkeley charts. Again, there's no Berkeley show this year, not enough stuff. After that was MPU 101, that was from Mailbag, and then Tomu DJ, Zachary Gray, and then Waval. Then it was New Over Mono, just a single, but I'll take it. Transitioning from that was Ola Strauss, followed by a haunting melody from Milan W, and I think that came from the KALX charts. Then it was the artists, who were from Vancouver, with a great new song, and then show winner Lemon Year from Blue Zero. In a world full of bad shoegaze, that song is an aberration. Next up was a song from Caroline Rose. That song was like the Plain White Tees song, but for junkies in a housing crisis. Very timely update of the Plain White Tees song, and a good song too, I'm not mocking it. People love the Plain White Tees song. Then there was another major new song, it was from Franco Rossino, the front person of Vancouver band Dumb. A simple, awesome track, that one. Then it was Good Flying Birds again with another major song, and then after that was Eat Girls, Eat Hyphen Girls, were from France, with their first and also major song. Then it was Piece de Resistance. That was from 2020. I thought that was newer. That was followed by Cuneiform Tabs. That was from the Berkeley list. And that is band members of Violent Change. Following that was another song from Eat Girls, and then it was Femme du Lit, and then two from Elizabeth Whittington, and then the set finished up with Winter. So, there it is, back to the new music on the show. The remaining unkinking of the new music hose I would expect should be prepped for May 9th, that is Listener Appreciation Week. On that one, I will maintain the sources from this one and then go from late 2024 to the present on Blaylocks, Burkhart, and Pitchforks, which should be good. Lots of pop tunes, high chance of Metrowave. In the meantime, I'll do a show in studio either next week or the following. If you liked what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. I have three more, that's all I'm good for, and this episode may run short. Up next at 8 o'clock is the art show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Bird Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend, thanks for listening.
can't we be?
All right!
Why can't we be?
All right!
Thank you. down from North Pole. I think it'll cover the Earth. Might have another ice age.
The Canadian politicians would have said that and just kind of laughed off the whole 51st state thing. It probably would have died. And the trade deal would probably already be done. And, you know, we would all be happy.
This is Birdnote. In the center of Oakland, California, is Lake Merritt. People row in it, picnic and jog around it, and it's a place of respite within the city. And the lake, like Oakland, has always been a refuge of sorts, says journalist Pendarvis Harshal.
Oakland's diversity is historically a product of people escaping conflict and seeking a safe haven. There's a parallel between the people who flock to Oakland and the birds that have made it their home. All colors, shapes, and sizes.
Water birds, like ducks, geese, egrets, pelicans, cormorants, and coots, to name a few. Many people don't know that this urban lake was also the first wildlife refuge in North America since 1870.
Lake Merritt was kind of an early instance of this idea that nature, if we want it to, can be where we are, and we can find it in the cities that we live in.
That's Alex Harris. He wrote and beautifully illustrated the field guide, Birds of Lake Merritt. The book describes the birds found around the waters of Lake Merritt, its history since the Ohlone peoples have populated it, all the way till today. People in Oakland have a special bond to the lake's birds. And one of Lake Merritt's most beloved birds is the black-crowned night heron, the official bird of Oakland since 2019. That's thanks to curious Oakland third graders who wrote a petition to the city.
One of the kids described the bird as being funky and cool, just like Oakland, which I think brilliantly encapsulated everyone's feelings, both about the birds and about living in Oakland as well.
The show is also available in Espanol. Visit our website, birdnote.org, to learn more. I'm Camilo Garzón from Oakland, California.
Is this it? No? How about this one? There we go.
Hi, we are yours.
I'm Javin, I play keyboard
hey.
And sing in Young
Pacific. I'm Nathaniel, I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something?